Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Mexicans. I'm smiling. It's lovely to be connected in this way.
For us too.
So, what adventure are you going to take us on today? What are we exploring today?
We bring the subject of perspectives and freedom, which may seem like two topics and are actually one. So as you experience being human, as you listen to these words from a human perspective, you are hearing words that you apply an interpretation to. And the reason for that interpretation is that part of the human experience is to have that experience through what we have called programs. These are simply what you believe to be true, what you hold dear, stories that by believing them to be true, you create an experience of being human. You've heard us refer to the world of form as a kind of mirror, how the world of form mirrors back to the human self what it believes, its energy, the stories that it aligns with as being its truth, when in fact what they are creating is a perspective. And how this can be confirmed is that there are as many different perspectives as there are human beings when we speak about the human experience. In fact, there are many perspectives beyond the human perspective, and that is perhaps a topic for another conversation. Focusing on the human experience, it would seem that there is much disagreement about a great many things. And part of the cause of that disagreement is that many humans align with their perspective as being the truth, the ultimate truth, and the way everyone should align. Everyone should believe what the human self believes. And the perspective we would offer is that there is no true perspective, there is no correct perspective. There is the experience of believing one's perspective to be correct. And so how does this link to freedom? The freedom that many humans seek lies in the openness to consider other possible perspectives, and for those other possible perspectives to be equally valid, to be equally true when aligned with. And the world of form is such a faithful mirror that for each perspective, each set of programs, it provides the necessary evidence to each human self of that perspective being the correct one. So what the human self is aligning with as a true story, it will have that experience in the world of form, because energetically, that is what the world of form does. It reflects back to the human self an experience of its energy. And many of these stories, many of these perspectives are creating for the human self what it would call an unpleasant or unwanted experience of the world of form. And the human self would point point the finger of blame at the world of form for causing these unpleasant feelings, when in fact, the source of the experience, which the human self is calling unpleasant, is in the energy. And therefore, this is for the human self feeling like a trap, because it is projecting onto the world a responsibility for how it feels, rather than being willing to explore what could be the cause of these physical experiences that the human self would say it doesn't want. And of course, the other aspect to this is that the human experience is one of separation, one of the ways in which the physical realm differs from the non-physical realm is that in the non-physical realm, there is oneness, there is no separation. And in the human experience of the physical realm, there is apparent separation. And so this can feel like an impossible situation, and the human self does not know how to solve what looks like a problem. In fact, it is an invitation for the human self to create the experience of the physical realm in a different way, to look to the cause of the experience, which is energetic. And so this would require a willingness on the part of the human self to let go of those stories, the willingness to question whether what it is believing is actually true, even though it seems that it's true. Is there an alternative? And of course, we would say, yes, there is an alternative. And that is to align with a different perspective. And that perspective is one that is beyond those programs, a way of navigating and experiencing the world of form that is not from within the apparent prison of those stories that are only true for that particular human and are not representative of what is true beyond the world of form.
When you first started talking to me about perspectives, do you remember how pissed off this human self got? How it believed that its perspective was correct and how others were wrong, and how it then believed that your perspective was the true perspective, and how you helped me see that your perspective was also a perspective, and how you invited this human character to take what you were saying to the inner being, to get the inner being's perspective. And the more this human character practices asking for different perspectives, sometimes they come really easily. Sometimes it appears that they don't, which is only about the level of interference from the ego that wants to be right. I see more that, of course, a perspective looks real to us. It's an amazing design of how this adventure into the physical world of form works. It's impersonal. It's just how the game works.
This is wisdom. Every expression of the divine, every expression of all that is, Great Spirit, is offering a perspective and is the divine experiencing that perspective. And this would include every aspect of the entire universe. To focus on the human experience and the human perspective, there are many factors that affect that experience. Many programs. Some programs come pre-installed, you might say, when there is the birth of a newly arrived human, there are some programs there, and many others are added along the way. Perspectives of other humans that they believe to be true, which can be well-meaning advice for the new human, things that have worked for the apparent other humans. And in fact, they may not work for the newly arrived human. But nonetheless, another program is added. There are those deeply embedded programs that are part of human societies and cultures. The way we do things is how we do things in this community, in this society. And this is what we expect you to do, because you are part of this society. You must behave this way, you must speak this way, you must dress this way. And these are all programs. And a good test of what is a program would be to say, would Great Spirit believe this? Would Great Spirit require this of one of its creations? And if the answer is no, then it is a program. And so when we in the unseen offer a perspective, we offer a perspective that is beyond those programs. And we do not offer it as ultimate truth. We offer it as perhaps a cleaner perspective, a more expanded perspective that may offer the human self more freedom from those more limiting perspectives that keep it imprisoned, keep the human self imprisoned. And so we would encourage anyone listening to be acutely aware of those thoughts and to question the validity of any thought using the measurement of, would Great Spirit align with this thought? Would this be the perspective of Great Spirit? And if not, see it for what it is. It is a program. And other programs, other perspectives are available. It is possible for the human self to consciously choose to align with a different perspective, and therefore to free itself from limitation in the particular area that the program operates in. And of course, in every aspect of being human, there are programs that are operating. And some are helpful. Some programs are helping the human self to move in the direction of its desires. Those desires are programs. And often those desires, which the human self is aware of, are calling, inviting the human self to engage and express in the world of form. And yet there can be many layers of limiting programs that would block any movement or progress towards the expression of those desires. And this is the journey of awakening. Part of awakening or expanding one's awareness is to notice where those limiting programs are operating and recognizing that they are not who you really are, and they are not true when you stop believing them, when you search for and align with a perspective of greater freedom, greater choice, and the power of who you really are beyond form, that infinite and eternal being, non-physical being, that is having the experience of being human.
Firstly, I just would love to share that question. Would Great Spirit believe that, have this perspective, feel this? That has been an absolute game changer for this human character, is the first thing. The second thing for me is around playing with perspectives. What's coming to mind is the perspective of sunflowers are everywhere, and just giving that energy. There was a summer where, when I was practicing that perspective, it was amazing to witness how sunflowers showed up in this human character's experience in a myriad of ways. Surprising, delighting, the abundance, and it was astounding. And so for me, there's been something about playing with perspectives, and also in other areas, for instance, for this human character around the body, while it's known it's not a perspective that Great Spirit would have, it's not shifted it. And so for me, with the perspectives that have been more practiced with much experience and what looks like evidence in the world of form, it has been a practice of playing with and trying out new perspectives. It's not always been I can just let go of that perspective and have a whole new one.
It is indeed a journey for the human self. And to let go of every program in the human mind all at once would be disorientating, to say the least, and potentially very distressing for a human character to suddenly lose all sense of, it would describe it as, who is it? Who or what is it? And so the programs make up the human personality, the human sense of who it is at this point in the journey. And the journey opens up when there is a willingness to question the thoughts that enter the mind and use discernment. When a thought is limiting, blocking, it would be a program. It would be a fear-based thought. When there is what feels like an invitation, when there is an opportunity to experience life in human form in a more delicious or expanded way or a more exciting way, this would be something to explore more fully, to look in the direction of that thought. It could be a whisper of a thought, and yet the inner being does make those invitations to awaken just a little bit more in the illusory world of physical form. And so the invitation is there. It is not imposed. It is up to the human how to respond. There is free will. And many humans will have the experience of what has sometimes been described as the still small voice. And many humans would disregard it, would find reasons not to engage. Too busy would be one program. There are many others that would keep the human self stuck in its prison until it's had enough and is willing then to explore what could exist beyond that very limited perspective.
Mexicans, you know how this human character loves a wee food analogy?
Not in a way that we would have personal experience of.
But you can catch the energy of it. The image that came into the mind was around food. Humans have so many fixed perspectives. I like this, I don't like that. I eat this, I don't eat that. I eat then, I don't eat then. this is good, this is bad, and on and on it goes. And what is coming to mind that has me chuckling as we're talking about perspectives is one of this human's perspectives would be, I don't like goat's cheese. And I'm being shown, being out for dinner with Andy, and he had this goat's cheese that he was really enjoying and appreciating. And he said, would you like to taste it? And the human, if left to its own devices, would say, no, I don't like goat's cheese. And I asked the inner being and it said, yes. And I tasted it. And it was possibly the most divine thing I've ever tasted. And that just feels like a lovely light example of an experience that would have not been received if the human self hadn't been willing to look and ask for a different perspective.
And the perspective you are describing there is as described as being open to the possibility, being open-minded, open to other perspectives, and therefore being open to other ways to experience being human, more expansion, more freedom, less limitation, less stuck.
And as you say that, what occurs to this human self is, I wonder where I am not open to other possibilities, because there's always more to discover, more to question.
Always, always more to discover, always more to question, and therefore, always more freedom to experience. And freedom is something that many humans would like to experience more in their journey from birth to death. There are many programs that would keep the human feeling trapped. And it is only the programs that create that experience. And there is much that the human self can point to as evidence for what it is believing to be true. So the willingness to question and the openness to other perspectives is the key to more freedom.
Because I guess there came a point for this human character that it could keep the perspective it had because it's just a choice. But was that perspective aligned with what it said it desired? And so there came a point where, I guess for me, I was more interested in freedom than in defending and holding on to perspectives that didn't even feel that good, that wasn't creating the experience I desired to have.
And therefore, part of that process of calling to yourself more of what you desire to experience is the willingness to let go of what the human self has been defending as its true perspective, as if it were cast in stone, and the world of form is much more malleable than the human self would sometimes believe. So to believe in a world of form that is responsive to energy offers many more possibilities for a different experience being human.
As contrasted with believing that the world of form is fixed and solid and real.
As many do believe that. And if that is your belief, then that will be your experience. And if you would like to have a different experience, it will be necessary to believe a different story.
And so to believe a different story brings to mind you talking about planting of seeds and nurturing the seeds and growing them. And so that can be the case with believing a different story.
Yes, it can be a process of gradually shifting the perspective, which would begin with an openness to considering a different perspective, even if it is not one that the human self is ready to align with in that moment, but at least to recognize that there are many perspectives on many things, all things, likes and dislikes, shoulds and should nots. And so just to gently relax the very rigid perspective of this is how things are, and this is how things operate, and this is how things should be. This is just not how Great Spirit operates. Great Spirit is infinitely creative, infinitely loving, allows all of its creations, all of its expressions to be how they are. And loves all of its creations unconditionally, whatever choices they make. And therefore, to be open to a perspective that has a little more flexibility and space around it would be the beginning of the journey, rather than try to go from one very fixed perspective, very rigid perspective, to something that is completely at the opposite end of that spectrum. To do it in smaller steps, a gradual softening is what we would recommend.
You've spoken to me about how that's taken the human self on the journey, because I know when this human self has tried to take a big leap of perspective, it actually has the opposite effect. It can make the human self dig in to the fixed perspective that it holds more, because it just pushes against it.
And so using the analogy of the tender shoot, if the tender young shoot is representing a slight softening in the rigidness of believing one story about the world of form, to nurture that young shoot, to take care of it, to give it what it needs, to protect it. And that would be to notice with the softening of perspective, the openness of perhaps looking at something in a different way, to just be very gentle and to just try on for size what that would feel like. Not necessarily to align with it fully, but just to wonder what would that create as an experience if there was a little more flexibility and openness in how it views a particular situation. And perhaps this would bring a little more peace or ease to the human self, not being so trapped, imprisoned by a very rigid point of view.
I love that. What human self doesn't want more peace and ease?
And the freedom that we speak about is the freedom to express who you really are, to know yourself as that infinite and eternal expression of the divine, the non-physical, infinite you, to express that, to be that energy, whilst having the experience of being human, to live as a human aligned with that perspective, with that knowledge. And as has been widely quoted, fully human and fully divine.
Is there anything else you would say as we bring this conversation to a close for now?
To those who are listening to this conversation, we flow love to you. We invite you to connect with the perspective of who you really are and to create an experience of being human that offers so much more in terms of possibilities, peace, ease, freedom. And we flow love to you now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Until next time.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.